The Nuclear Regulatory Commission has sent in a team to see how weeds from Lake Michigan and other debris got into an emergency cooling system at the Kewaunee plant. The material has been cleaned out, but operators of the plant say they were extra cautious and shut down the plant last Friday. They won't restart it until the investigation is complete. The problem comes as Wisconsin Public Service and Alliant Energy are trying to sell the plant to a Virginia utility, Dominion Resources. Charlie Higley of the Citizens Utility Board says the clogging is another sign of an aging nuclear plant, and he worries about an out-of-state company taking control.
If a regulated utility with its deep pockets cannot safely operate a nuclear power plant, I don't think we'd be better off if a non-regulated entity like Dominion would be the owner either. So these issues point out, is this plant still safe to operate?
The NRC would remain in control of safety issues at the Kewaunee plant, but the Wisconsin Public Service Commission would no longer be able to regulate some economic and construction issues if the Virginia firm takes over. But PSC spokesperson Linda Barth says the state will soon look closely at the potential sale.
I know that several things that the commission will be interested in is how this will impact ratepayers, how the decommissioning funds will be used, and how this will affect the electric network for the whole state.
Decommissioning funds are those put in by ratepayers to handle costs when the nuclear plant shuts down permanently. It's unclear how long the current outage will last. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.